And welcome back. I am Mona Shake. Welcome back to another episode of Mona's Rants. Let's get into it because I have a lot of stuff to cover today. Hiya, Tim. Hiya, James. Nice to see you guys. Thank you for coming back. Wash your hands. Yes, I did multiple times today. I have a fantastic face mask I've ordered that I'm very proud of. And I cut my finger today. You're not even going to believe how I cut my finger. I cut my finger because this is a true story. I carry a razor in my bag because I don't know if you guys know, but South Asian and Middle Eastern women like are hairy, and we sometimes start getting a mustache in the middle of the day, and I just carry it in case if a mustache just grows out, and I happen to be outside and it's becoming a little embarrassing, so I have a razor on me at all times, and I put my hand in my bag to get something, and the razor cut me, just sliced my finger real nice. So I have a cut finger because I had a razor in my bag and I did not pay attention to it because I'm a hairy woman and God made me that way. So this is that's what the deal is. And this is the best I can do during the quarantine. Anyways, jumping right into it. Today's topic is Aunt Jemima. I don't know if you guys have seen. Oh, my God. It's trending like crazy. Aunt Jemima syrup, of course, is what I'm referring to. Aunt Jemima is getting a rebranding after 131 years, okay, of being called Aunt Jemima. They're owned by Quaker Oats, and they are talking about retiring the brand since it's based on a racial stereotype. Now, you know and I know that racial stereotypes suck, and so does Aunt Jemima syrup. I don't know if you've ever had it. Like, the only time I've ever had it is, you know, after a whole night of partying, and then I'm at like some IHOP or something, or at some diner, and they pass me the crappy Aunt Jemima syrup. And trust me, it tastes just as bad as racism any time of the day. So it sucks. It's a terrible syrup. And I'm finally glad that they're catching up to it, that they should get rid of the horrible racial stereotype. Now, I was reading about Aunt Jemima and how they even came up with this horrifically racist name. So Aunt Jemima brand actually was founded in 1889, and it was literally built on images of a black female character that promoted a false and a nostalgic view of slavery in the United States. There was a former slave portrayed the character in 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, and believe it or not, a white actress known for performing in blackface played Aunt Jemima on a radio series in the 1930s. Does it get any worse? Of course it does. In magazine advertisements throughout much of the 20th century, the character was shown serving white families. Of course it was, because it's derived from slavery. Aunt Jemima went through several redesigns over the decades. And in 1989, get this, Quaker Oats was just like, you know what this branding really needs? Pearl earrings and a lace collar. That should do the trick. Yeah, that's it. That'll just distract people from realizing that it's a slave character based off of, you know, Southern slavery. Maybe that will just kind of distract people. So apparently Quaker Oats, which is owned by PepsiCo, is waking up to the fact that racism isn't cool, and neither are crappy ass racial stereotypes, okay? PepsiCo bought Quaker Oats back in 2001, and they inherited the Aunt Jemima brand, of course. I think if they really wanted to upgrade the Aunt Jemima character, I think what they should have done is, I think they should have given her, if they really wanted to do the upgrade, because fuck the collar lace collar and the pearl fucking earrings, give her a gun and a machete so she can stand up to her slave owner. Yeah, that's right. That's the kind of rebranding that I would have loved to see. I would have actually loved to not see this horrific character to begin with, but if they're really going to talk about rebranding it, let's give her a machete and a handgun, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know if you guys know, but back in 2017, PepsiCo has been really missing the mark on this for a while, but mainly because nobody calls them out, right? The only reason that these companies are stepping up and changing their game is because their pockets are hurting, okay? The bottom line is hurting. People are generally pissed off. I mean, we have never seen a revolution in the way that we're seeing now, where you're seeing so many, not just white faces, and of course you always saw black faces in Black Lives Matter, you know, Black Lives protests, but there are so many more white faces. There are so many more Asian faces. There are so many South Asian faces. There are so many Latino faces. Everybody is waking up to the fact and really standing up to say, this isn't cool. Like, we're not going to stand by this, because if you come after black people, then the next people are Latinos, the next people are Muslims, the next people are Jews. Like, everybody has their freaking time and number, because racists don't discriminate when it comes to shit like that, okay? They want to be racist across the board. So if it's not your day today, it'll be your day tomorrow. Don't you worry, okay? They got your number, okay? But I don't know if you remember, but back in 2017, they did this, PepsiCo did this commercial for Pepsi with Kendall Jenner, aka the biggest money-hungry whores of America, okay, that America has literally ever seen. I mean, these bitches don't give a fuck, okay? They literally showed Kendall giving a Pepsi, okay, to a white male cop at a Black Lives Matter protest. Can you process this? A white woman walking up to a white cop, giving him a Pepsi as if to be like, let's be friends, at a Black Lives Matter protest. What the fuck now? What kind of a strange... You have to understand, this is a Pepsi brand. So they have this massive marketing team, right? And they're also tone deaf. They're like, yeah, that totally makes sense. A white girl walking up to a white guy, giving him a Pepsi, saying, and not just a white guy, a white cop, and saying, you know what? Let's make peace. Black Lives Matter protest. Fuck you, Kendall Jenner, and really, fuck you, Pepsi. That is a bullshit ass ad. And I mean, it was very controversial, and they had to really pull it back because people were outraged, and rightfully so, right? I mean, I think the only thing that really that Kendall could have done to really make it any better was flash her tits. You know, I think that would have been a lot better ad than her walking up with a Pepsi and giving it to a white cop. You know, and then, you know, if I think she would have just flashed her tits, then we would have been like, you know, it would go from Black Lives Matter to White Tits Matter. I mean, that would be pretty interesting, right? I think that's something that maybe it's a little bit more digestible than these money-hungry whores walking up with a Pepsi and saying, we care about Black Lives Matter. No, you fucking don't, okay? I haven't seen any single one of these fucking bitches who they live in Los Angeles. We've had protests pretty much every week, multiple marches and multiple protests a week. I haven't seen these bitches at one of them, not a single one of them. All they do is destroy black men, okay? That's all they do, okay? Every man that has ever turned up in a Jenner family or a Kardashian family has either gone nuts, okay, or either has just quit and left, or has cut his dick off. That's what happens in that family, okay? No man is safe, white or black. No man is safe in that family. That family is the devil's asshole, okay? You know, the only reason, and just like I was saying before, that PepsiCo really, and all these other companies are really, you know, taking a step back, and they're just like, oh, we're going to rebrand it. It's not that they all of a sudden had a change of mind or a change of heart, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, racial stereotypes are bad. Fuck no. The bottom line is, it hurts their profit margins, okay? They're realizing the tide is turning. They're realizing that people are not cool with it. They're not hip to the fact that you can just take fucking bullshit-ass racial stereotypes and throw it on top of the packaging and be like, here you go. Here's our shitty, crappy product. Why don't you try it? Oh, also, it comes with a giant box of racism. No, nobody gives a shit about your shitty ass Aunt Jemima syrup. And thank God that they're finally getting rid of it. I think they're going to replace it with Aunt Karen. But that remains to be seen. I really would love to see if Aunt Karen is going to be the new name and replacement for Aunt Jemima, which would be just a white lady screaming into the camera with short haircut, which would be a very interesting Aunt Karen. I think we've been seeing a lot of those in the news recently. I think the tagline is going to be, I need to speak to the manager of your taste buds. I think that's going to be the tagline for the Aunt Karen syrup. I think this everything that's happening with the you know, with BLM and, you know, is having a tremendous effect. These protests are working. They're not falling on deaf ears. And thank God for that, because it has gone on for way too long. I mean, Aunt Jemima is not the only one that's, you know, is hit, that faces a huge backlash. I mean, for the longest time, people have, you know, spoken and expressed their outrage over Redskins, right? The Redskins team is so fucking racist, okay? I mean, if anybody in America has been dealt with the most unfair way, it's the Native Americans. The sweetest, kindest, gentlest people on the fucking planet. And they have been treated like dirt in America and continue to be treated like dirt in America. Just recently, I believe it was the Supreme Court that ruled and told the Trump administration that they need to release the funds that are dedicated for the Native American tribes. Really? In 2020? We're still having this conversation? We don't already know that we live on a fucking stolen land? We don't know that? Why can't we just give them? Why is that even a conversation? Why is that even an argument? You know, the Native American tribes should be really the first ones to even get the stimulus back or to get the funds that they deserve. I mean, this is just horrific. Why isn't there a single sport team named Whiteskins? I mean, if we're going to have Redskins, maybe we can have Whiteskins. What do you think? Or Mayonnaise Lover, or my favorite, Mass Shooter. Oh, that's too much. That's too many stereotypes, Mona. Hey, but you know what? At least with my horrible stereotypes, I haven't made a penny off of it, unlike Pepsi, okay? And unlike all these other horrible, and Redskins and their horrible, horrible, you know, brand names that they come up with. I think one of another really good tagline for Aunt Karen would be, go back to where you came from and bring me some more of that syrup, right? What do you think of that? I think it's really funny. I think it's really great. Gregory Smithers is this American history professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. And he said the following. He said something really brilliant, which really resonated with me. And I got what he was saying. Gregory Smithers said something absolutely genius about the horrific racism that Aunt Jemima has been basically toting around the world, saying how wonderful they are. He said that marketing companies use racism to sell everything from soap, children's board games, and food. What? So ubiquitous did racism become in marketing and popular culture that it naturalized oppression in American society and shaped a white privilege in the 20th century and beyond. He said that corporate executives are doing their projections and the calculations and they don't look pretty. Exactly. Precisely. It's about the bottom line. Because the bottom line is, if you're still peddling the horrible racial stereotypes and the horrific, you know, racist ass shit to sell your products, that's not going to work today. That's not going to work in 2020. It may have worked in 1950s, but it's not going to work in 2020. So you need to change your game. And again, this is not because of the change of heart or change of mind. It's mainly because of the fact that their bottom line is hurting. Okay? And that's exactly what Mr. Smithers just said. He said that we're in a moment where the rejection of systemic racism is so broad-based, cutting across racial, ethnic, religious, and political lines that ignoring the politics of the moment would be ethically callous and economically foolish. Agreed. I 100% agree. He said, this is a person, Risha Richardson, an associate professor of African American literature at Cornell University. And she welcomed the move by Quaker Oats. And she said, I'm hopeful that this is really the gateway for more and more reflection on this topic and the catalyst for increasing change. Exactly. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. I think we need more and more bigger companies stepping up to the game and saying, look, we're not going to use horrible racial stereotypes to sell our products. We can do much better. You know, let me tell you something. I know a lot of people have been on my social media and Facebook and stuff and been saying, well, these protests, you know, I mean, my God, isn't this the protest? Aren't they enough already? Do they even do anything? Good thing you asked. I'll tell you exactly what the recent changes have done, have sparked, you know, have changed the recent protests have done. I'll tell you. President Trump, he signed an executive to encourage changes in policing, including new restrictions on chokeholds. But the order will have little immediate impact and does not address calls for broader action and a new focus on racism. Okay. Then you have the Aunt Jemima, the syrup and pancake mix brand that's going to change its name. It's going to change its branding. Thank God for that because of an ongoing backlash. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta issued a series of executive orders to overhaul the Atlanta Police Department's use of force policies. Okay. Because earlier, New York became one of the first states to take action to restrict police forces, banning chokeholds, and repealing a law that has kept police disciplinary records secret in the state. That's just crazy talk. The New York Police Commissioner announced that he was disbanding the anti-crime unit, a plainclothes team of hundreds of officers that targeted violent crime and was involved in some of the city's most notorious police shootings. The officers will be reassigned to other duties. Thank God for that. For the first time, the reality television show, The Bachelor, will have a Black lead. The show, which kicked off in 2002, has long received criticism for its lack of diversity. Precisely. Are these protests working? Fuck yeah, they're working. Are people listening and they're realizing that corporations are realizing? You're talking about big studios. You're talking about television executives realizing you have, you know, money being affected, that people are no longer going to buy your shitty product because it has horrible racial stereotypes. Yeah, that's what's causing the change. And fuck it. If that's what takes to cause the change, then fuck it. That's what it takes to cause the change. I'm going to look at some of the comments here. James said, I'm making an effort to watch every rant live. Thank you, James. I appreciate you. Tim Windsor says, keep up the awesome work, Mona. Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate you for tuning in every day. And James, thank you very much. I want you to look at some of these other food brands, okay? The other food brands that use racial stereotypes to sell their shitty products are Cream of Wheat, Land O'Lakes, and Uncle Ben's. Oh, Uncle Ben's. Have you ever had Uncle Ben's? It looks like garbage. I don't think I would ever have it. So now that Aunt Jemima's reign is over, this is what food and candy giant Mars that owns Uncle Ben's, this is what they're saying, okay? Listen to what they have to say about this horrible Uncle Ben's, which generally sucks. They are not very, they're nervous, tell you that much. So this is what Mars came out and said on Wednesday. They said it was evaluating all possibilities concerning the brand. And they said, as we listen to the voices of consumers, especially in the Black community, and to the voices of our associates worldwide, we recognize that now is the right time to evolve the Uncle Ben's brand, including its visual brand identity, which we will do. So, of course, now is the right time. Now is the right time to not be a racist piece of shit because it will hurt profit margins. But the truth is that it was never the right time to use racial stereotypes, seriously, and sell Uncle Ben's rice or Aunt Jemima or Land O'Lakes or Kima Wheat for that matter, or even fucking bullshit ass Redskins, okay? Make no mistake, this isn't about a change of their minds and hearts, okay? It's about that dinero that we were talking about. How many executives in those shitty food corporations are people of color? I seriously would love to see that list. I seriously would love to see how many executives they have in place, because I promise you, if you have executives that are people of color or women of color, they will never be able to misstep and make such huge faux pas, because the executives will step in and be like, you know what? That's not going to work. That's not going to work with my community. I can tell you that much right now. That's a shitty approach, okay? I think a lot of times, I think what happens with maybe white executives is that they get lost in their own world and their imagination. And they're like, oh, I imagine that the community would appreciate that. No, you fucking don't. You don't need to imagine. There are plenty of people of color that are executives, women of color that are executives, that you can go and approach them and hire them and not be constantly because stuck in these faux pas where you constantly have to backtrack and apologize, and that costs you, quite frankly, millions of dollars. Hire some people of color. It'll help you. Okay. Let me tell you, the origin of Uncle Ben, by the way. So I was reading the origin of Uncle Ben. It's really Uncle Ben. How did Uncle Ben come into existence? Okay. I was reading how they even came up with the name. I mean, it's really terrible. The reason that they came up with Uncle Ben is, did you know that black men were, black men were often referred to as a boy or uncle to avoid calling them Mr. during the country's Jim Crow era. How fucked up is that? Just because you don't want to, just because the person is going to be equal to you, if you call them Mr., isn't that the same kind of arguments we're having today where people are saying, well, all lives matter? Nobody said that all lives didn't matter. But right now we're focusing on Black Lives Matter because black men are getting killed and lynched and being found hung from trees now. Apparently that's where we are right now, okay? And that's why BLM is happening the way it is happening, and rightfully so, okay? You know, Uncle Ben, I was reading how they even came up with Uncle Ben. The name Uncle Ben's began being used in the 1940s after Harwell and his business partner. Now, Harwell was one of the co-founders of, he was founded Uncle Ben, he founded Converted Brand, which discovered, which had Uncle Ben's as one of their products. And he was one of the co-founders. And the reason he named it Uncle Ben in the 1940s is because his business partner discussed a famed Texas farmer referred to as Uncle Ben, known for his rice. Okay. And the image of the black man on the box was modeled after Frank Brown, a waiter at the Chicago restaurant where Harwell had the idea, according to, according to sources here. If you like just kind of sit back and look at how horrific that is, like how you took the image of a black man who served as a waiter, who was probably called a boy or uncle because people didn't want to call him Mr., and use his pain and use his oppression as a way to sell your rice because you heard about this gentleman by the name of Ben. Uncle Ben, who sold his rice, and you were like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that oppression and that racial stereotypes, and I'm going to sell that racist-ass rice. How could rice be racist? Uncle Ben's is racist rice, and I refuse to fucking eat it, and it looks like garbage, actually. Quite frankly, if it was actually a Black-owned business, I promise you it would probably taste a lot better. But that's just me. Land O'Lakes removed stereotypical Native American imagery from its products. Thank God for that. You know, I look at these crappy ass food products and I wonder, can America not eat foods without racial stereotypes? Like, why do racial stereotypes always have to be in there? Like, does racism make the food taste any better? I would think that it would make make the food taste even worse than what it is. I really doubt it. Because I wouldn't eat any, I really doubt it. I would never eat any of these crappy fucking products. I really wouldn't. They sound like garbage. So what is Uncle Ben going to be called now? Interesting, because they said they're looking at all opportunities. I think Uncle Ben's is going to be called Uncle Chad's. Don't you think? Is it gonna have like a white dude with like a buck tooth chewing hay? You know, I'm sorry. Is that too much? Is that too much of a horrible stereotype? By the way, like black artists, this amazing black artist by the name of Bethier Sar, she's been asking for Uncle Ben's to be removed for like forever, and nobody cared what this woman had to say. Literally nobody fucking cared. And the only reason now they're all like, are like, oh, we have to revisit Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's because it's racist, is mainly because of the fact because people are talking and they're like, I'm not down with this shit. Okay. Bethia Sar, she challenged the character for decades, right? Miss Sar's in 1972 mixed media sculpture, she was the liberation of Aunt Jemima, presented a mammy figurine armed with a rifle and a hand grenade standing against a backdrop of repeated images of Aunt Jemima's face. Okay. In 1980, in a commentary for National Public Radio, the black writer and culinary historian Vertime Smart Grosvenor called on Quaker A. Oates to retire the character. I mean, do you understand? 1980, we're in 2020. That's how long it has taken for these corporations to be like, you know what? It's not cool to sell rice using racism. Only because their pockets are hurting, okay? Quaker Oats actually said in a statement that Aunt Jemima's marketing had evolved over time, but that it would consult people in the Black community to make the rebrand, to remake the brand, right? The company also said that it would donate at least $5 million over the next 5 years to create meaningful, ongoing support and engagement in the Black community. Here's my kind of take on it. Listen, if you really want to come out and support the Black community and you really want to do that, why don't they, first of all, next 5 years, 2020 has been so fucking horrific. I don't even know if we're going to all make it out alive. So why don't they just spend it in 2020 rather than waiting it out in 5 years? That's a long freaking time. We don't even know if we're going to make it to 2021. Okay. I heard like there's an asteroid that's headed Earth's way. And thank God, I think that's the only good news I've heard thus far. Okay. If they really want to help out the Black community and have Black voices be heard, go to blacklivesmatter.com. There's plenty of organizations, plenty of Black organizations that can step up to and help out and donate money to. There's plenty of organizations they can help out with. I really think that if they want to really utilize their $5 million in the next 5 years, look at all the protesters that got arrested during BLM protests. Go and bail them out. You want to step your game up? You know, because you've been making all this racist money all this time, Quaker Oats and PepsiCo, step your fucking game up. I fucking dare you. I challenge you, okay, to go out and bail out those protesters. I challenge you to go and look at blacklivesmatter.com and look at the organizations that need help and donate to those amazing Black causes. If you really want to step the game up, hey, why don't you go and help bail out our Black brothers and sisters who are on non-violent offenses, on drug charges that are not even not violent? Bail them out. They're sitting there collecting all this, you know, wasting their lives because it's a non-violent, you know, just for fucking getting high, just because they smoke weed at a time when people thought, when the government was like, you can't smoke weed, it's illegal. Fuck that. Go bail those Black brothers and sisters out, okay? They're all their bullshit-ass bail that is, like, just accumulating all kinds of interest against them. Help them out. Help them out. I'm sure they would love that. I'm sure they would appreciate being bailed out and, you know, while they waste their lives away sitting in for a nonviolent drug offense in stupid prison. Like, why? Help them out. There are so many amazing Black mothers who are away from their children because they got caught on some nonviolent drug offense. Bail them out. Put your money where your mouth is, PepsiCo. You want to do it? Help the Black community out. Help them out. I dare you, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to make it through 2020. 2020 has been pretty garbage. I don't know how it's been for you guys, but I think for the rest of the world, it's been pretty garbage. We have, was it yesterday? I was talking about COVID and how we have Dr. Fauci just came out today and said that we're not even in the second wave of coronavirus. So that's not comforting at all. I thought we were already in the second wave of coronavirus, but apparently, according to Dr. Fauci, we are not. We are still standing still. Because Karen wants to get her nails done and Chad wants to get his hair cut and go to Applebee's, and we are all fucked. I heard today, I'm in LA and I turned to the local CBS and they were talking about, one of the health worker officials, got on TV and she was just like, I know there are a lot of people going around saying that it's just a flu. And she said, although some of the symptoms are similar to the flu, do not be mistaken. Do not be fooled. Like, this is a very serious virus. You know, there is no vaccine for it. There is no cure for it. Like, if you get it, you're pretty much on your own. I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, but a few weeks back, I woke up with 101 fever. I didn't know what was going on. I had very COVID-like symptoms. And I had chills. It was just really bad. So I had to be rushed to the emergency. I went to the hospital. They admitted me. And after a bunch of tests, they found out that thank God I didn't have COVID. But they said that I asked the doctor, I asked the ER doctor, and I was like, hey, man, if I did have COVID, what would you have done? And he goes, nothing. Like, we have literally nothing to give you. We would just ask you to go home and quarantine yourself and just rough it out and just basically wait, you know, until it just gets out of your system. That's it. So people going out there, I was talking about this yesterday. I mean, you got this whole situation where, young people are going around and getting together in gatherings and stuff and think that it's totally okay to do what they're doing while exposing not just themselves, but exposing their families to COVID. Don't do it. It's literally not worth it. It is just not worth it. Please don't do it. Be safe. Coming back to this Aunt Jemima mess, I'm glad that PepsiCo is stepping the game up. I'm glad that they are going to get rid of this horrible brand. And I hope that Uncle Ben's would. I hope the Redskins would. I hope the Lando Lakes is now going to bring get rid of the imagery that they have for Native Americans and be a lot more respectful and deserving of these ethnic minorities. I think the time is now to not be racist and to get rid of the terrible stereotypes that are built to make people inferior. Look, I'm Muslim, and I recently was on Facebook today, and I read somebody's post. There was all these images, right, of different presidents as women. They had as females. And under President Obama, somebody came and wrote, "Just another Muslim." So I commented to the person, I said, "I'm Muslim." I said, "You probably eat my food all the time." I said, "You should try meeting one of us. We're not bad people." And I think the racial stereotypes and what people think, I think how we help break these barriers down, how we help, kind of progress as a society is to make friends and have a diverse group of people. I understand if you're living in Mississippi, that could be a bit challenging, but fucking try. You have the internet. I don't know, befriend somebody in a Muslim country. Befriend somebody in New York who's non-white, somebody who's of a different background as you. Learn something from other people. I feel like anytime that I have diverse voices and diverse people in my life, they do nothing but make my life better. They do nothing but make me better. They help me recognize my own maybe subconscious biases. They make me become better people. They make me informed. So I am not saying dumb or offensive shit. They just only make your life better. So why wouldn't you want that? We do live in a progressive society. So why would you not want to be a part of that? And if there is a revolution that's happening to propel us into progress, it's right now. It is happening right now in real time. And if you're not with it, you're probably going to end up suffering. And I promise you that. In the words of the amazing Jane Elliott, and I don't know how many of you guys know about Jane Elliott, but she is a remarkable professor. She said that God created one race, the human race, and humans created racism. And that's the truth. So, in conclusion, I'm glad PepsiCo got rid of Aunt Jemima. I hope maybe they can turn it to Aunt Karen. Uncle Ben's could be Uncle Chad's. Lando Lakes could definitely be changed. And maybe Redskins could be Whiteskins. I don't fucking know. But racial stereotypes definitely suck. And I wouldn't want any. Not for ethnic minorities, neither any for white people. Guys, this has been my time. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. More rants coming your way this week. Love you. Take care. Stay safe out there. Wash your hands. I'll see you tomorrow.